She's a business mogul.
Number one.
And wellness expert.
How can I help?
And now Chantel Ray and her amazing guests are here to guide you on your wellness journey.
Time to level up.
Welcome to the Waste Away Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode, and I'm so excited. We have Coach Bronson, and today we are talking about habits and triggers. So here you are just going along and you're like, all right, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And you have some habits that are not fitting that lifestyle. And we're going to talk about some different triggers that get you off track. So Coach Bronson, welcome.
How are you? Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So let's talk about some of the things that trigger people to where they're like, let's say they have like 4 or 5 days in a row, they're like, they're fasting, they're doing eating clean, they're doing all these things, and then they get triggered. What are some of the top triggers that you're seeing in people that have them just completely fall off the wagon?
Yeah. So the triggers that a lot of people deal with are usually emotional. There's three main ones. I would say there's emotional, there's environmental, and there is occasional, the ones that we don't think about until they happen. You know, we know, you know, a lot of people know that when I get stressed, when I have a bad day at work, I like to come home and go to that snack or go to this thing or decide not to go to the gym today. That's a way that I react to something that's stressing me out. Or I know that if I have to go visit my parents and I'm going to spend the day at my family home where I grew up, and my mom's going to make all these treats and cookies and big meals and pasta and whatever else, that I'm probably going to eat something. Those are things that are repeatable. They happen every time we go there. It's a trigger we're aware of. We may not have done the work to dig into why we have reacted the way we've reacted, or why we continue to react negatively to those triggers and have that habit loop, but we know that they're there. Then there's the other things that may come up you didn't realize. There may be that occasional thing where you bump into somebody and they say, hey, yeah, that you haven't seen in a while. And they're like, hey, let's go grab a bite to eat. And you go grab a bite to eat. And it's normally, if you went there, say to that restaurant by yourself, it wouldn't be a problem. But because you're with that person, now it's a different environment. It's a different situation. The scenario is different. And you're kind of caught off guard. You find yourself having a drink, or you find yourself eating the French fries or whatever it may be. So just being things that cause a loop of behavior that we have repeated year after year after year, that's really all a habit is. So what are the things that trigger those actions? And that's usually environmental or emotional.
So I'll give you an example. I have a friend of mine, we call her Mama Z, and she's from Natural Living Family, and she is like the most amazing chef that you've ever met. And so they do a lot of stuff with, you know, natural living. Everything that they do is organic and just, you know, amazing. And so I had made the decision that I was just going to not have grains for a while. I was like, I eat mostly a paleo diet where I just eat fruits, vegetables, lean meats. And every once in a while, I'll have grains or, you know, gluten-free bread or something like that. But I had made the decision that I wasn't going to have any grains at all. And I forgot about this trip that I had coming up with her. And so, and I didn't want to have any nightshades either. So like no potatoes, no tomatoes, stuff like that. So I get there at her house, and she, when I'm not joking you, when you go to her house, she will cook you. We literally had, this was for a dinner, probably 15 different dishes that she made.
Wow.
Like insanity. You've never seen anything like it. And so here she made like this homemade salsa. She made this gluten-free organic bread, you know, just all this stuff. And so once I got there, I was like, well, I just, you know, I have to try it. Everything that I had committed to kind of went out the window. And it, all those things of like, well, I don't want to be rude, and I want to make sure I try everything and all of that. So what would you do to combat that?
Yeah, there's a couple of different things. Number one, and we'll talk about self-awareness a little bit more as we go, but being aware of the choices that you're making, and taking ownership of those choices. So you said a second ago, you were talking about people falling off the wagon. The process of doing something that opposes your stated goals is not falling off the wagon. It is doing something and making a choice to do something that opposes your stated goals. It doesn't happen by accident. And where people kind of mix that up is not being aware of the triggers, not being aware of the habit loops that they have and doing the work to figure out what's going on and why did I make the choice? I didn't black out and then wake up with this in my hand. At some point I made the choice and accepted that responsibility. So when we're deciding on what we're going to do in those situations, it's the evaluation of, is this going to help me get to my goal or is this going to keep me from getting to my goal, in very much the same way we look at finances. And right now, most people look at it from the pros and cons, right? What are the cons of making this decision? What are the pros of making the decision? And the issue with using pros and cons is it can be very subjective. I can say, hey, I'm not going to do the grains, or I'm not going to do the alcohol, I'm not going to do the French fries because I know I'm going to feel good. It's going to raise my blood sugar, blah, 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 blah. But there isn't really anything compelling to that because also I don't get to see this person very often. It's a special event, things like that. And there isn't any emotional or literal connection to the options compared to what are you trying to actually do. If you look at it like you look at finances from a net positive or a net negative discussion, you can say, is this going to move me forward or is this going to move me backwards? Am I taking money out of my health account or am I putting money into my health account? Particularly where a lot of people are in a negative balance in their health account and they're not at a point where they could be or should be taking things and spending money on things that aren't going to help them get out of debt. So when you're in those situations and you're confronted with an option to say, do I want to do this or not do this? The question is this a net negative? Is this a net positive? And then understanding that it's your decision, which one you decide to do, make the decision, do what you're going to do, and then pick up from there and keep moving on with your journey.
Did you guys know that 97% of Americans are deficient in at least one mineral? It's true. You need more than a dozen minerals for your body to function at its best, but with the standard American diet, it's almost impossible. So here's where Beam Minerals comes in. Guess what? All you have to do, take one little shot of this one, one little shot of this one, and guess what? It looks like this, but it tastes like water. Take one shot, and boom, in 30 seconds a day, you're getting an entire thing of minerals instead of an entire cabinet of supplement bottles. So with Beam Minerals, we make mineral balance simple. Now, I know that you have a book that's coming out soon. It's called Practical Solutions to Simplify Your Success, and it's called Body Confident. Give us like three of the tips that you give in there that are really practical that can get people to take their body to the next level.
Yeah, it's really, first of all, whatever options you're looking at doing. So when we're part of the reason I wrote the book was to help people understand a framework or kind of give you a guideline, a step-by-step on how to evaluate all the information that's out there. There's so much information. There's so much conflicting information in many cases. And the first tip, the first thing that I would do is anytime you're looking at information on what you could possibly do to help improve your health and quality of life is evaluate the context that you're looking at. There's the context of the person who's providing the information. There's the context of the message and the information itself. And then there's the context of you and your current situation, your current goals, your current circumstance. So if there's a mismatch in any of those three things, then it's likely that that thing that you're listening to or that person is talking about might not fit your solution.
and you should keep looking for something else. So, you know, for an example, I am, you know, I'm 52. I'll be 52 in just under 2 months. I've been in health and fitness for over 10 years. My context is helping people who are stuck and stalled, who have been on their journey for multiple years and haven't figured out why they're stuck and stalled, to move forward, optimize it, improve the quality of life. I'm not the same person that somebody who is, now, this doesn't mean I can't help this person, but the majority of my messaging isn't to this person. If somebody is 200 pounds overweight, has severe metabolic syndrome, and is trying to figure out what they can do so they don't die, right? That's conversation they should probably have with somebody else to be the most effective, right? So the context is very different.
Yeah. So, you know, I have done over 500 interviews with the best of the best. I mean, we're talking, you know, world-class doctors, world-class athletes, world-class neuroscientists, you know, just the best of the best. And I realized that there was something really common in the line of all the people who are really great. Mm-hmm. And one of the things is that they wanted others around them to be successful.
Yes.
And, you know, true fulfillment, I think, is making an impact and seeing others succeed as well, right? So, you know, I think that self-doubt is, you know, kind of the killer of all dreams. And when we doubt ourselves, we make poor decisions. Mm. And like one of the things that I think can help people, like if they're listening, let's say they're listening to you and they kind of grab a friend and whatever plan they decide to get on, you know what I mean? Whether they decide to do fasting, hey, we're going to do a fasting window of where we're only going to eat in a 6 hour or an 8 hour window, or we're going to, you know, do CrossFit every day for 5 days a week, or whatever it is, you helping somebody else actually, you know, helps you to get rid of your self-doubt, kind of overcome some of the fears that hold you back, because kind of helping somebody else really kind of allows you to take yourself to the next level. And it just something that came to me. Do you kind of agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I love coaching so much, because when you're a coach, when you're out there and you put yourself out there as someone who is passionate and dedicated to helping other people, it gives you a second layer of accountability that you wouldn't have otherwise. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's very similar for, let's say, parents. If you're a mother or a father, you have your own things that you want to do. You have your goals for your life, your quality of life and mental health and physical health and longevity and performance. But there's a second layer when you think about your kids and how your health and quality of life impacts them and sets an example for them and the things that, you know, when it comes to that relationship. So there's a lot of different layers of accountability, and getting involved in a community, getting involved in this process with a friend is super important in the process, as adding a layer of accountability that you don't have just by yourself.
Guys, I just want to interrupt for just a second, and I want you to hear Paul Saladino talk about why liver is so important. And if you don't like liver, we have another option for you.
Your ancestors were eating liver. And the reason that this sort of wisdom has been passed down is because liver is very nutritious. It's basically nature's multivitamin. If you look at the nutrients in meat, they're great. You've got zinc, you got B6, you got B12, you got some K2. But if you look at liver, it really complements what's in muscle meat. And there are many unique nutrients found in organs, specifically liver as a powerhouse of these, that are difficult to obtain outside of liver. Like meat and organs are like peanut butter and jelly. They just go together. They're supposed to be eaten together. The easiest way to eat liver is just to do it raw. If you don't want to eat liver raw, you can cook it. But the reason that I like to do it raw is because there are unique nutrients in liver that are probably somewhat degraded when you cook the liver.
This really is like the most nutrient-rich supplements that you can find. And they are amazing. I have tried them. I absolutely love them. So just go to heartandsoil.co, use the coupon code Chantal Ray, and save you some money there. Yeah, because, you know, figuring out, you know, what your self-doubt is, figuring out what your fear of failure is, figuring out what your triggers are, and kind of mending some of those wounds of the past, I think are things that we forget about. Because I think sure. that, like, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people just stay surface. You know what I mean? Like, you do it now. A, B, and C, then yeah. you're going to lose the weight. And it's like, if we can understand the process of overcoming and mending the wounds of the past, mending the pain that causes us the doubt and figuring out how to overcome that, mm-hmm. that's when you step into greatness. And I think
absolutely
one of the things that I love about you and your book, I feel like you really know how to go deep. And I really love that about you.
Yeah, thank you. And that's one of the biggest things that, you know, the coaching experience that I've had over the last several years has really got me to realize that the fitness and the nutrition is the easy part. I can give macros, I can give a workout program. Getting someone to show up, getting someone to perform at the right intensity, getting someone to be consistent and to stick with the plan, even when it's boring, even when they don't see the progress, even when they're frustrated, even when they have a bad day, even when they're not feeling good, even when they got in a fight with their spouse or they had a bad day at work, all of those things, those are all mental. And the struggles that we have in reaching the goals that we want to reach are not real. They're in our head. That doesn't make them feel any less real. That doesn't mean that they aren't affecting our lives, but they are most of the time things that we can change if we change the way that we think. A lot of the challenges that we have are fabricated in our mind and they don't actually exist. One of my favorite coaching points when I work with clients is every excuse that you have is actually a reason to do the thing. And understanding those types of things and having those concepts in your brain is super helpful. And the awareness that we need to build isn't just about triggers. It's about why do we want to do this in the first place? So talking about going deep, the motivation that you have for being on this journey, for showing up every day, for developing grit and being consistent has to come from an emotional connection to your reason that is greater than the emotional connection you have to not do it. And most people don't have that connection.
Yeah, there. A friend of mine, Rory Baden, said one time that you're perfectly positioned to help the person that you once were before. And so, like, if you just lost 20 pounds, you're perfectly positioned to help someone else with that same pain
yep.
at this season of life, right?
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
if you can figure out, and that, like you just said, helps you figure out how you can stay there. Because I will tell you, even when I'm coaching someone else,
okay.
sometimes I like listen to what I'm saying and I'm like, I don't even realize that I'm saying it. I literally will write it down and I'm like, Chantel, that was really good. You know? like that.
Yeah, I think we've all had that moment.
Remember that.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's just a matter of really looking at that. So I want you to talk about like the top three triggers for weight loss that stops people. So like what happens where they're really going along? Give me some specific things and what they can do to change their mindset so they don't fall off.
I think the biggest one, and this may be a little controversial to hear for some of your listeners, but I think the biggest one is focusing on weight loss. Many times when we focus on weight loss, we're focusing on something that can be done in a million different ways. And there's 1,000 protocols out there. And I mean, if you're looking to lose weight, just stop eating and you'll lose weight. It's that simple. It's not a complicated thing. If you're looking to actually improve your health, your physical ability, and your quality of life, then it's a different conversation. And the things that you would need to do for weight loss are often not as sustainable as the things that you can do for improving metabolic function and your quality of life and physical performance. So that's the first thing that I try to work with my clients is understanding that we're not here to lose weight. We're here to fix how our body works. When we do that, the weight will start to take care of itself. And that's really, I think, the first trap and the first mindset or belief that
I start working with my clients on, because we're trying to improve function. We're trying to add to people's lives. The way you add to people's lives is by eating more. In many cases, people need to eat more protein. They need to eat more. They need to stop starving themselves. I have women that I work with every single day who contact me, and they're eating 700, 800, 900 calories a day. And it's like, you've got to get more food in you. And most of it's fat and carbs. It's like, where's the protein? Where's the, you know, you can't gain weight, or you can't stop eating and start working out at the same time and think that that's going to fix anything. So we have to fuel our body with the things that it needs. We have to work our body the way it needs to be worked, because we're talking about improving function. That's the first thing. The second thing, I think, is being willing to experiment. A lot of triggers and a lot of traps and things that people fall into when it comes to trying to improve their progress is they pick something and then they start identifying with that thing. I'm keto. I'm carnivore. I'm this. I'm that. And they find their little community that they join, and then everything that they do is in that box. What happens when you label what you're doing and you identify with what you're doing is you immediately limit your options when that thing stops working. And you don't know what to do now. Now you don't have anybody that's in your circle that's doing something different. So they're all getting stuck just like you are. No protocol, no tool is going to work 100% of the time for everybody all the time. So being able to understand what are the principles about why this is working for me, and then how can I apply that to different phases in my life as I progress along my journey, that's where the key is. So being willing to experiment, not lock yourself into any one thing, and being able to look at other options and identify, hey, maybe this will work for where I'm at now. You know, I did, you know, one of the things that, you know, I have people that come to me and they're like, hey, I've been doing PSMF for 6 months and I'm stuck. Maybe it's time to stop doing PSMF. Maybe we need to look at something else and see if you're meeting the requirements that you need for food, for overall intake and activity and hydration and all the other different things, like looking at things holistically from where you are.
Did you guys know that your thyroid's main food is iodine? And guess what? Mercury and other toxins gobble up your selenium, and your thyroid glands need selenium to convert iodine to thyroxine. So if you have mercury fillings, and with all the toxins and mold, your selenium just gets gobbled up. So here's the bottom line. I take something called Peak Thyroid. It's got iodine, it's got copper, and it's got selenium. Everything you need to get your thyroid back to functioning without medicine. So go to ChantelRayWay.com/upgraded formulas. Use the coupon code ChantelRay to get a huge discount. And I think consistency, you know, is something that people don't realize. Like, I'll give you an example with this podcast. You know, I realized it was funny because one of my friends who they've done, you know, over 500 podcasts, Ben Azadi, and he has the Keto Camp podcast. He's
been on. I've been on his stuff. We've talked together.
Okay, great. Well, you know what he said? He said something to me. He texted me and he was like, hey, congratulations on, you know, being over 500 podcasts. He said, did you know that less than 1% of all podcasts can do over 500? And then he said something crazy. He said most podcasts stop at 9 podcasts. Meaning, wow. So they start a podcast.
And they just keep doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll do 9 episodes and then that's it. He's like,
I had no idea.
Yeah, it was like mind-blowing. I was like, you're kidding me. He's like, no, because everyone's like, oh my God, this sounds so great. I'll start a podcast, you know? And it's like, you know, I basically want to make sure that we're focusing on doing the actions that support us, right?
So
you have to act daily. Like for me with this podcast, I do one every single week, and some, you know, I might do 3 in a week now. You know, I haven't missed one in years and years. Every single week I take action, I schedule it. I clear my calendar and I go, I'm just going to, you know, evolve it. I'm going to keep growing it. I'm just going to keep getting, you know, better and better guests on it. And the thing is that in the first 6 months, in the first year, it was like, you know, it wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't getting anywhere with it. It wasn't having a lot of downloads. We didn't have any people sponsoring the show, you know. So, but again, you have to be consistent. I think that's the piece that people just, they get to, you know, that 8 or 9 days almost, right?
Yes.
Podcast. And then they just go, this isn't working for
me. This isn't working. Yeah. And that goes into the experimentation piece as well, because one of the mistakes when we talk about experiment, there's two sides of the experimentation coin. One is not being willing to experiment enough. And then the other one is experimenting too much. It's been 2 weeks. I've been doing this for 2 weeks. That's not working. Let me try something else. I've been doing this for 2 weeks. It's not working. Let me try something else. And then you're swinging from high fat to high protein, to low fat to low protein, to this, to that, to fasting, to not fasting, to OMAD, to 30-day, you know, 72-hour fast. Like, and you're all over the place. And your body is freaking out. Your mind is freaking out. Your mental health is going to crap. And it's because you haven't given anything enough time to actually work. So being consistent not only allows a period of time for you to evaluate properly what your success and progress is, but it allows for more success and progress to actually happen.
I don't know about you guys, but I am stressed. And if you're feeling overwhelmed this holiday season, then I get it. With all the family get-togethers, it is just a relentless source of stress. But anyway, there is something that I've got called Stress Guardian, and it's actually made by Bioptimizers, the people who make the magnesium breakthrough, which I love, love, love. But anyway, they are literally made this new product. It has 14 adaptogenic herbs, and it just regulates your stress. I just actually took some right this second, and it's awesome. If you go to stressguardian.com/wasteaway and put in wasteaway for 10% off your first order, it's stressguardian.com/wasteaway. Go there now. I love it. Well, tell listeners where they can find you, where they can follow you, and where they can...
I appreciate it. Yeah, so you can find me at coachbronson.com. I'm on YouTube at coach.bronson, Instagram at coach.bronson. My new book is coming out. It's called Body Confident, and it is really just a framework, and it's really some of the stuff we talked about today and a lot more, with a lot more detail. And what are the mindset things, some practical tips, and a framework to help everybody kind of find their own way amidst all the information that's out there in the world today. So, and you can find information about that on bodyconfidentbook.com. It is out on pre-sale right now, actually, on Amazon.
Yeah. I want to say one more thing that just came up for me while we were talking. And I think that one of the things that I've started doing is I started getting more clear on my yeses and my nos.
Oh, yeah.
What will serve my purpose? Like right now, yes. Get a mission and go, okay, what is my goal of what I'm going to do? And, you know, over the last few years, I've started saying no to more things.
Awesome.
And I'm saying yes to only the things that support my mission of what I'm trying to do. And that's been a huge game changer for me. And I think what happens is people, if you're listening to this show today, I want to encourage you to just say no to more things so that you have more margin. Because if you try to do too many things, it will add stress. And then that's going to then make another trigger for you to just go eat everything under the sun.
I like how you said that. Give yourself more margin. Don't think about restriction and I'm losing this and I can't have this anymore and I'm saying no to all these things. You're saying yes to you and yes to the opportunities that you have to grow. The more things that clutter up that space, the less room you have to expand yourself. So I love that. I love that. Give yourself more margin. I gotta remember that.
Yeah, I love it. Well, you guys go out and pre-order this book, read it. I'm sure you're going to learn so much from it. And you are going to reach your potential and your goals that you never thought you'd reach. So you guys stay tuned. We've got another episode coming up in just a few. Bye-bye for now.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, it would mean the world to us for you to leave a review on iTunes to get this podcast out to others that may have the same questions that you do. And as always, if you have a question that you want answered, email those to questions@chantelrayway.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.